For most people, the holidays mean sharing joyful time with family and friends. But for some people who have recently experienced a divorce, lost a loved one, or a job, the holidays can evoke sadness and loneliness. Code Health Chaplain Bob Hamilton says one way to help people cope with their grief is by simply asking how they are doing.
It's actually helpful to mention that loss and to mention that person. If they don't want to talk about it, then absolutely you don't force it. But at the same time, many people feel they're invisible because it's like people know they've had the loss, but no one mentions it. No one brings up the person. They don't want to. The fear is sometimes they don't want to upset them. But in fact, they feel more hurt by not having someone acknowledge or recognize that this loss has happened in their life.
Hamilton also encourages people to extend an invitation to those suffering to join in a holiday event. He says getting involved in community service activities is another way to cope with a loss during the holiday season. Several churches and other organizations in the Triad are planning holiday events to help those who are grieving. On Thursday, Lambeth Troxler Funeral Home is sponsoring a grief-sharing workshop called Not Alone for the Holiday at Moses Cone Hospital in Greensboro. Hamilton says participants should bring a cherished item of remembrance.
Part of bringing the cherished item is a way of honoring the memory of the person who you've lost and recognizing that a lot of our memories are connected to objects that remind us of people. We're going to do a variety of things to gather in some smaller groups and talk about who that person is and or was for them. We will encourage them to share things that they have already discovered about how to cope with holidays. And some people are further down the road than others, so I think there's a chance for people to learn from each other as well as support each other.
The event is free and open to the public. It will be held Thursday evening, December 13th from 6:30 until 8 o'clock in the Education Center at Moses Cone Hospital on North Elm Street in Greensboro. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.